Hi, and welcome to Moving Through Motherhood, a podcast for mums who want to move more mindfully through all stages of motherhood, including pregnancy, postnatal, and beyond. I'm Jen Mazur, founder of Mum's Yoga Club, and I'm here to support you in motherhood through conversations about movement, mindset, motivation, and so much more. So let's get started with today's episode. Today on the podcast, I'm joined by Claire Gleave, the founder of Natal Active, a brand empowering mums with stylish, high-performance maternity and breastfeeding activewear. After struggling to find workout gear that supported her changing body throughout pregnancy and into postnatal, Claire set out to design activewear by mums for mums, helping women to feel confident and strong at every stage of motherhood. Claire is a lifelong runner and a mum of three, and she even ran through all of her pregnancies, so very, very impressive. And she definitely knows what is needed, what it comes to when us mums need that support in working out, keeping active throughout our pregnancies and beyond. Since launching the brand in 2020, Natal Active has become a go-to for mums who want to stay active, comfortable and supported. Let's dive into the conversation. Start your 7-day free trial on Mum's Yoga Club, the online membership today. With unlimited yoga and meditation for pregnancy, postnatal and beyond, as a listener to the podcast, you get an exclusive 20% off a monthly or annual membership when you use the code POD20, that's P-O-D-20. That's less than £4 a week for unlimited yoga. So come and join our community of mums moving through motherhood together. Join Mum's Yoga Club, the online membership today using the link in the show notes. See you on the mat. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. I am very excited today to be joined by Claire Gleave, who is the founder of Natal Active. How are you today, Claire?
I'm really good, thank you. How are you doing?
Yeah, really, really well, thank you. Yeah, we were just chatting, weren't we, as we're recording this. The kids are back to school after a week of half term.
Yes, thank you.
Back into the swing of it. So all good. We're obviously going to chat all about your fabulous, fantastic brand, Natal Active, today. So I wanted to start the conversation really by just asking, what is the story behind you creating this brand? When was the idea sparked? Why? Tell me all about it.
So I am someone that has exercised throughout my adult life, predominantly running, although that's sort of changing a little bit now. And I ran throughout all three of my pregnancies. So I had my babies all quite close together, continued to run to varying degrees, including up to about 37 weeks with my third baby. And so even when I had my first, I was very aware of the lack of clothing for me to wear. So I was sizing up in leggings that then fell down. I was wearing my husband's t-shirts, and bearing in mind it's 13 years ago, so there wasn't quite the kind of fashion for activewear that there is now. But obviously, I don't know about you, but for me, certainly, if I look like crap, I feel like crap. I didn't like the fact that I was in these horrible big baggy clothes that didn't, you know, look nice, flatter me, weren't what I would choose to wear. So, and then obviously I went on to breastfeed all of them, but certainly first time round, and again, found a real issue with breastfeeding clothes. So I actually started in those very early days after my first baby of designing breastfeeding clothing is kind of where I started. Then sort of in quite quick succession had my second baby, and the whole idea fell by the wayside. It was much harder even then to get in touch with manufacturers, and sort of the whole process was a bit more difficult. Obviously, the way things have kind of opened up online now is much easier. And so I sort of parked the idea, really. I took after my second baby a few years out and was at home with the kids. And then when my youngest was about to start school, I came back to it because I thought I had worked in the corporate world. So I'd actually worked in financial services marketing for years. And so quite a different change of direction. Didn't want to go back into that, and said, right, look, I started this all these years ago. I still don't really feel like there's anything out there for mums. Let's try something different. And maybe that's a business I could start and work around the children and what have you. And it kind of morphed into activewear because I had some ideas around that, and I was really debating between the two ideas. And then a friend of mine said, look, you know, you're so into gym and running and what have you, and actually, if I was to advise you, I would say that's your kind of your personality, something you're more passionate about. And so that's kind of why we went with the activewear and then sort of brought breastfeeding into that through the activewear range as well.
Amazing. So it's obviously, I always find this, a lot of people I chat to, their business ideas come from an experience, like a frustrating experience that they've had.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's how
Yeah.
you spot the gap in the market, really, I think. So
Exactly.
certainly was the case for me.
Yeah. Well, so thinking about when you took this idea then and thought, right, I'm going to give it a go. How did that process go? Because I'm sure there were plenty of challenges along the way in starting the brand, getting it off the ground. What were those challenges that you come across, and how did you have to overcome them to make the brand the success it is today?
I mean, there's so many steps that go into launching something like this. And when I look back now at my folders, which I, like everyone, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but very disorganized folders on my computer of, where I started right from the very beginning. And you think, gosh, that is a huge amount of work that's gone into it. I mean, the first challenge is obviously finding manufacturers, and not just finding manufacturers, but finding ones that give you the quality of product that you have the right sort of communication with, and that also are operating in a way that fits with your own values. So for me, it was really important, as much as I could possibly be sure that, the workers were being treated right, that we weren't using a factory, for example, that was using children in their factories. And at the time, I mean, the biggest challenge I came across was the fact that we went into lockdown around the time I was preparing to launch. So initially, I'm jumping around a bit now, but very initially, I had tried to work with manufacturers in the UK, had some really bad experiences where I lost a lot of money, and the product, I couldn't make the product at a price that would allow me to sell it to mums that ultimately are on maternity leave. And I wanted to create a still a premium product, but not sort of be able to not start at Lululemon kind of
Yeah.
pricing that just prices people out. So I did go internationally, and then because of COVID, I had sampled and I had chosen my factories, and I had reports from all the factories, the sort of independent reports that look at, their sort of production methods and what have you. But then because of COVID, I couldn't actually go out and see them. So I was very reliant on trust. But actually, I was very lucky, I think. I sampled with a lot. I picked two that I felt were the quality was really fantastic. And I still work, we're coming up to 5 years this summer, and I'm still working with them. They're both fantastic. And I actually got to go out there last summer for the first time to visit them, and I was really happy with how they're doing everything out there. They're mum-run businesses, so they kind of share the same values as Natal Active, and but that was the really tricky part from a production point of view. From a personal point of view, obviously lockdown was a complete nightmare because I was homeschooling three children at the same time as running the business, so that presented a challenge that, I mean, I don't think any of us could have anticipated at the time, but lots of people can
Absolutely.
probably identify with.
Yeah, hats off. Wow, yeah. I mean, I was quite lucky in lockdown. I only had one and she was just a toddler, so not the I always
Yeah.
think, how did people work and homeschool and do it
I
all? Yeah.
know.
It blows my mind, but yeah,
But I
amazing.
think every age and stage in that period was difficult for different reasons. And I was lucky because I had three in the sense that they entertained each other,
Yeah.
and so that really helped. But obviously, trying to deliver learning to three different ages was difficult in a different way. So, pros and cons.
Absolutely. You did touch on it there, quality. It's so true. I recommend your brand to all the pregnant mums, the new mums who come in and ask, where can I find good maternity wear? And I always send them in your direction because it's so true. The quality is so good. And kind of on that point, why is it so important that we feel good when we're working out or doing anything active when we're pregnant or in the postnatal stage as well? Why is it so important we feel good?
So it may sound a bit shallow. I guess there's two elements to that, because it's how you look and how you feel from a comfort point of view. And I think When you're particularly when you're pregnant and when you've got a new baby, it's really hard sometimes to motivate yourself to do anything. Even if you're someone who, like me, was really into running, really into gym, you have so many days where, I remember at 8 weeks pregnant finding it harder to run because you slow down so early on, which is demotivating in itself as well as being physically more difficult. And you're tired, or you feel sick, or things are aching, or all the myriad of different things that come along with being pregnant. And so I think actually, for me, I know when I have new workout gear, and I have a lot of workout gear, obviously most of my own, but lots of other brands as well. And actually, it motivates you because you feel good when you're wearing something new and it looks nice and it fits properly, and you don't just feel like you're, sort of slobbing around in whatever to try and go and do your workout. So I think that's a sort of psychological side of it, or certainly for me, and for a lot of people I know, not for everybody, obviously. And then there's also then the sort of physical, the comfort side. So actually, you don't want something that's got a hard seam that's digging into your belly as it gets bigger. Or, if you're postnatal and you've had a bit, maybe had a C-section, and you've got something where the seams are rubbing on the scars. And a lot of mums, I know this wasn't the case for me, but feel hypersensitive to different fabrics and things on their skin when they're pregnant. So I wanted the products to be, from a design point of view, because everything is designed to fit through pregnancy and postnatally as well, it needed to encompass all of those different stages. But I also wanted to ensure that mums were just comfortable in what they were wearing, that the fabrics were soft, that they were thick enough that you weren't showing your knickers if you bent over, they were completely squat proof, that the bras were giving support at all different stages and not digging in and feeling uncomfortable. So, that was really, really important for me. And I think that's why we have been as successful as we have been this far, is because actually, that's if there's any feedback I get consistently, it's about that fit and the quality and the comfort that the products give, I suppose.
Yeah, I think so. Because as you say, like when you feel comfortable, you're more likely to want, you'll feel more motivated, don't you? You want to feel good, and that then empowers
Yeah.
you to go and want to take that run or do that fitness class or whatever it is. If you're feeling uncomfortable, the last thing you want to do is get up and do something for yourself. So yeah,
Yeah.
so important. On that line, I guess, what product in your brand? Probably a hard question to choose, but which product are you most proud of? Is there one product that you're like, that is the one that I wish I had?
I think, well, the I think the one I'm really, oh, I'd say all of them because they were all things that I needed. I mean, I love the leggings because at the end of the day, I still wear the maternity and postnatal leggings all the time. Like, I really love them. And I think they are a product that whether you are into your exercise or not, it's just a staple for your wardrobe when you're pregnant. And I do baby shows, and a lot, quite often get people that walk past and they look at the sign that says Natal Active and they say, oh, I'm not active, I don't go to the gym. And I'm like, you can wear leggings watching television. Like, you don't need to be going to the gym in a pair of leggings. You want something that's comfortable, that's going to fit you. And actually, then it's always quite interesting because when you then have that conversation with people, they sort of change their minds about it. But then equally, I try to breastfeed in the gym in a normal sports bra, and your milk goes everywhere because you can hardly get your boob out. And so
There's
I love,
pressure then, and it's tight, and
yeah,
it, yeah.
absolutely. So when I see mums that are able to breastfeed in our bras and it just be really convenient and easy for them, I think, I feel like I've done something really good there, because that, again, is another thing that I so had wished I'd had at the time.
Yeah, because it's a real shame, isn't it, really, to think people wouldn't be doing the exercise and things that are going to make them feel good simply because they haven't got a good breastfeeding bra that they can work out in. It's so needed, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So, founded in 2020, what are the plans moving forward for Natal Active? Where do you see the brand in, so 5 years, I guess, since the launch? Where do you see the
Yeah,
brand in another
gosh.
5 years? What are the goals? Where are we heading?
Yeah, well, I'm hoping over the next 5 years that we've kind of iterated a bit over the last few years. So we kind of went out the blocks quite hard. The brand took off much more quickly than I could ever have anticipated, which was amazing. And we were very quickly stocked in John Lewis and Bravissimo and places like that. We're now, I would like to see the brand in more retailers. My big goal is I would love to get onto the next platform, because I think for me, I buy everything for my kids from Next and lots for myself from there. And I think if I was a pregnant mum, that is a place I
Yeah.
would really go to look for maternity stuff. So that would be one thing I would really love. But equally, I'm sort of not growing in terms of people now. So where initially I had sort of thought, yes, this is going to be really big, actually, the reality is it's very difficult with three young kids and they're now 13, 12, and 9. So although they're more independent, they still need me a lot. I mean, once they're home from school, we're into dinner clubs. I am
Yeah.
like a taxi service. So I only work during the school hours. I occasionally I will work outside of that and do little bits here and there, but I have to try and fit my work in the school. I'm present for them. So I think over the next 5 years, that will really transform again. For the family. And I think at that point we would look to do more. I would very much like to see us growing a bit more internationally. And there's more, definitely more scope for the brand internationally. So that's something that I'm kind of looking into as well over the next couple of years. So yeah, we shall see. I mean, really just more products. That's the thing I'd really love to have is more product lines. So working on a couple of samples at the moment that I'm hoping to have later this year as well, which would be fab.
Well, very, very, very exciting plans. Looking forward to watching that develop, definitely. You kind of touched on it there a bit. How do you manage to run this business around raising three kids? And I guess as you did kind of say, it's a constant adaptation, I guess, isn't it? As they grow, as we think when the kids are young, it will get easier in 2 or 3 years. And yes, in a lot of ways it does, but then different challenges come along. So it's a constant adaptation of how we work. So how do you manage it right now, but maybe how is it different as well when the kids were younger?
Yeah, I think now I'm in a really nice place and a really nice rhythm with it. So, and I think also from a personal perspective, I've just come to accept that where initially I had sort of very ambitious goals, actually it's taken me time to kind of realize that I don't necessarily, like for example, I've looked at taking on investment and really growing the business that way. Actually, I don't want that pressure anymore. I think what I've come to realize is I'm not ready for that from a personal perspective. My husband also runs his own business that's much bigger than what I do. And so you can't have two of you unless you outsource some of the childcare, which I personally don't want to do. So I think it's really nice now that I'm in quite a good rhythm with the manufacturers. We're not sort of bringing out new products left, right, and center. It tends to be more new colors. That sort of makes the whole production process quite easier. I've got a number of freelancers I work with, so I use an agency to support on advertising. I've got some people that help with social media, although I still do a lot of my social media stuff myself. And actually, it just sort of ticks over quite nicely now from that point of view. So I'm sort of doing the email mark, I do a lot of the marketing, so I'm doing social media, doing the email stuff, looking for new business opportunities. But it actually works, and I don't feel that I'm not giving it the attention it needs by working in school hours. You just have to be a bit more focused, which admittedly I'm not always, but I try very hard to be. It's difficult because, I do work from home as well, so then you sort of get distracted by stuff that's going on at home. But yeah, it's just kind of getting into a routine of right, sort of, what do I need to be sending out over the next week or so? And when I'm working with other people, that just helps keep me on track a little bit as well, which is good. And also, we're not distributing from the house anymore. So for a long time, we were sending everything out from here, and I had someone working with me that was doing all the dispatch and customer services and stuff, but that all is now in a warehouse. So some of those processes I'm not having to get involved with, which is really nice and just takes that pressure off, really.
How was that, having it at your house, the warehouse? Was that chaos, or was it
Chaos.
nice?
Chaos. No, I was. It was one of these things where the girl that worked for me is a good friend of mine, and still is a good friend. She then took a full-time job because she was working part-time for me. And actually, it kind of came at the right time because it had got to a point where, yes, I've got my own office space here and we could just about fit everything in, but it was really chaotic. And also, if you're then trying to organise holidays to make sure you're not off at the same time because then you can't dispatch and what have you. So actually, with things being in the warehouse and that all being automated, I'm just not having to get involved other than they process returns and I just manually do the refunds. And yeah, that's about as much as I get involved in the actual sort of dispatch of products now, which is really nice.
Nice, yeah. What would you say are the main skills you need to run a business as a mum or as a parent? What would you say?
I think you need to be quite flexible, because the number of times where you think you're going to have a day of doing XYZ and then one of the kids is ill, that happens obviously all the time. And I think also I say being organized, but I never feel like I'm organized enough. I try very hard to be, but yeah, just being quite on top of things. Is important, but I think actually one thing I've really learned is to not sweat the small stuff so much. So in the early days it was quite stressful. I was doing a lot of long hours. Obviously we were in the middle of COVID as well, so that was taking up my equivalent of the school day. And you then sort of eat, breathe, sleep this business. And I think I've just got to a point where that's not sustainable over the long term. Actually, the kids come first, and therefore the little things I can, don't get me wrong, I might still have a rant every now and again, but you have to kind of go like water off a duck's back. You can't be, I think if you're very sort of highly strung about any little issues, yeah, it's not a nice place to be. So actually, for me, I'm pretty laid back as a person anyway, and I think that helps in doing this job and running this business for sure.
Yeah, it's important, isn't it, to find the boundary, especially when you work from home as well, to find that boundary between work and stepping away from work, that the other side of your life as well. Have you
Absolutely.
managed to figure out that that secret, or is it still something that's a bit of a give and take, isn't it?
Yeah, and I do sometimes say to my husband, I'm sick of being in the house. I'm sick of being in the house because I feel like I'm here all the time. And I have, but I think the problem is where I live, there's no, like the closest sort of hot desking space is half an hour away, which sort of feels like a bit of a waste. But I have done it a few times, and actually it's really productive time for me being out of the office. In fact, I've got a hair appointment later this week and I get loads done because I'm at the hairdresser's for most of the day, and I get so I just work through a to-do list on my laptop, and it's funny because I don't sort of work like that when I'm at home sometimes, and I think I need to. But yeah, it's hard sometimes to have that distinction between the two. And I think really I just try and get out for a walk in the middle of the day to get some fresh air. Like I have to make sure I exercise because otherwise I just feel like I'm never out of the space, so that's quite important for me as well.
Definitely. Oh, we always finish with some quick fire questions, so I'm going to ask you those before I ask how we can find out a bit more about you and the brand. But the first question is, what do you wish you could tell every mum on the planet?
I think the most important thing is to just be kind to yourself. Like that transition when you have a baby is so difficult. I really struggled with it. I had the easiest, my first child was the easiest baby in the world, and I still really struggled with it because I was the career girl and I worked in the city and wore my heels and that was sort of my identity. And suddenly I'm like schlepping around town with a pushchair banging into everything. And I just remember feeling frustrated and quite bored sometimes. And actually now I'd give anything to go back. And I think mums always say that. You always think, gosh, the years, do they pass by so quickly? But in terms of like that change to yourself, but also the changes to your body, in doing what I do, I see a lot from mums that are unhappy with the way they are postnatally, particularly. And actually, it takes time, and It feels like a long time at the time. When you look back from the perspective of slightly older children, as I have now, you think, gosh, that was no time at all. And you're being so unfair to yourself to expect your body to just bounce back and what have you. Like you have to just accept the trauma that your body has been through having a baby. So I think that would be my biggest advice, is to just be kind to yourself.
Love that. Yeah. What's one small thing you do every day that makes a big difference in your life?
I think, as I say, said before, for me it is about exercise, and I am someone that gets up early and I exercise before the kids are out of bed. And even when they were little, I would do it. Although when they were little and used to get up early, they'd often end up joining me. But for me, but if I get it done first thing, I don't then think about the fact I have to do it all day, because I can still make excuses like anyone. But it's really important for just my mental being. So I'd still do a lot of running, but I'm starting to do more strength training now that I'm in my 40s. I need to be thinking about these sorts of things. But I love a run and to just get fresh air and again be out of the house. Yeah, for my sort of mental well-being, it's as well as physical, it's really important to me.
Absolutely. What's your favorite way to recharge when motherhood or life feels overwhelming?
To think about this one.
Mm-hmm.
I love going on a really nice walk, and I think I've sort of re been reminded of that a bit this weekend, because we had some lovely weather on
Oh.
Sunday and we went for a walk. My dog is very old now, so she doesn't walk so far anymore, and I miss it a little bit taking her on big
Oh.
long walks. But I try once a week with some other friends that work from home. We live near the second highest point in the Cotswolds in Broadway, and so we meet in the village and we walk up to the tower and get a coffee at the top and walk back down. And it's fresh air, it's exercise, and it's a chat with your friends. And that to me just is such a lovely way to unwind. It's really,
Oh.
really precious to me that.
Definitely, yeah, I love that. Yeah, that combination of everything filling you up at the same time is perfect.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, so anyone listening, how can they find out more about you, the brand? Where can they buy it? Tell us everything. I will drop all the links in the show notes, but just share with us now for anyone who wants to hear.
Okay, so the main place is obviously the website, which is natalactive.com. I do a lot on Instagram as well, so we're at Natal Active on Instagram. I've also got a TikTok, which is Claire at Natal Active. Which is more behind the scenes. I haven't been quite so active on that the last few months, but I am determined. It takes a lot out of you to, social media. So I'm determined to get back into TikTok at some point. But yeah, there's lots of behind the scenes and lots of advice and stuff on there too.
Amazing. Oh, well, I've loved this chat. Thank you for sharing this story behind your amazing brand. So thank you.
Thanks very much for having me. It's been lovely to chat.
Really has. Thank you. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.